of the Son, and his conscience is glorious. And it seems to me that he is not sprung from me, but from the angels. And I fear that in the days of wonder I be wroth on the earth. And now, my Father, I am here to petition thee and implore thee that thou mayest go to Enoch, our father, and learn from him the truth, for his dwelling place is amongst the angels. And when Methuselah heard the words of his son, he came to me to the ends of the earth, for he had heard that I was there, and he cried aloud, and I heard his voice, and I came to him, and I said unto him, Behold, here am I, my son, wherefore hast thou come to me? And he answered and said, Because a great cause of anxiety have I come to thee, and because of disturbing vision have I approached. And now, my father, hear me, and to Lamech, my son, there hath been born a son, the like of whom there is none, and his nature is not like man's nature, and the color of his body is whiter than snow, and redder than the bloom of a rose, and the hair of his head is whiter than white wool, and his eyes are like the rays of the sun. And he opened his eyes, and thereupon lighted up the whole house. And he aroused in the hands of the midwife, and opened his mouth, and blessed the Lord of heaven. And his father, Lamech, became afraid, and fled to me, and did not believe that he was sprung from him, but that he was in the likeness of the angels of heaven. And behold, I have come to thee, that thou mayest make known to me the truth. And I, Enoch, answered and said unto him, The Lord will do a new thing on the earth, and this I have already seen in a vision, and made known to thee, that in the generation of my father Jared, some of the angels of heaven transgressed the word of the Lord, and behold, they commit sin and transgress the law, and have united themselves with women, and commit sin with them, and have married some of them, and have begot children by them, and they shall produce on the earth giants, not according to the spirit, but according to the flesh. And there shall be a great punishment on the earth, and the earth shall be cleansed from all impurity. Yea, there shall come a great destruction over the whole earth, and there shall be deluge and a great destruction for 1 year. And this son who has been born unto you shall be left on the earth, and his three children shall be saved with him, when all mankind that are on the earth shall die. But he and his sons shall be saved. And now make known to thy son Lamech, that he who has been born is in truth his son, and call his name Noah. For he shall be left to you, and he and his sons shall be saved from the destruction which shall come upon the earth on account of all sins and all unrighteousness which shall be consummated on the earth in his days. And after that there shall be still more unrighteousness than that which was first consummated on the earth. For I know the mysteries of the holy ones, for he, the Lord, has showed me and informed me, and I have read them in the heavenly tablets. And I saw written on them that generation upon generation shall transgress, till a generation of righteousness arise, and transgression is destroyed, and sin passes away from the earth, and all manner of good comes upon it. And now, my son, go and make known to thy son Lamech that this son which has been born is in truth his son, and that this is no lie.